Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I love hosting this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Jo. She's our lyrically driven vocal chameleon, and she released her album Hiatus on May 20th, 2022. This poetic singer-songwriter's upcoming music release is a collection of journal entries and simple poems delicately pieced together and effortlessly put to melodies. Sensationally based and emotionally driven, this music gives us a glimpse into Jo's moments, a peek at her intimate memories, a sip of breath from her lungs, and a shared beat of her beautiful heart.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Jo. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So you have kind of a cool story, and I've recently dabbled in some poetry, but it seems like that's kind of your thing, right?
Yeah, it tends to be, yeah.
Tell us about that. What got you into poetry?
Well, I always thought I'd be a writer one way or another. I just really enjoy the use of language and the way that this beautiful art form of just the combination of each individual word. But I guess, honestly, I initially thought I'd be a journalist. And ended up just, as I kept reading and growing up, found the craft of combining words with the melody and music.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Tell us a little bit about what you have coming up for the next year. Any surprises? Anything fun for the fans?
Actually, I do have a band with my brother and producer who produced my album Hiatus as well. We are finally getting back on track after the pandemic happened. We were supposed to go on tour and release some new music. Never happened. And we're finally getting back on track with that. So everyone can stay tuned for that new music. I am also working on a second album for my solo project for Jo as well, which I'm hoping to have out by this following year.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I was going to ask you if your family's musical, so.
yeah, they're very musical.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of answered that a little bit. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, I grew up in a family of artists. My mom a dancer, my dad musician, and we all just kind of grew up very theatrical, into musical theater, into all genres of music as well, dancing, singing, acting, and long story short, we kind of just ended up here in Los Angeles living with my brother. And I think it has now been 4 or 5 years since he started becoming a producer. So we kind of just work together, live together, and have a good time.
Yeah. Okay. So you would say it's more good than bad, right? Your family's not completely torturing you.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Do you have any famous musicians, songwriters, poets that have kind of inspired you that you want to confess here on the show?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there's the classics, you know, the Beatles was a band I grew up with listening to. I really like this Jadu Hart. I don't know if you know of them, but they're based from England. They're a huge inspiration for me. And Sufjan Stevens, I think he is a poet at heart. And also Victoria Monet actually is a huge influence on inspiration for me as a songwriter, as a vocalist.
Okay, awesome. Do you have any teachers that influenced you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I went to CalArts for college, and at that school, it is just like a melting pot of amazingly talented musicians. There was my mentor who ended up actually passing away while I was at school still, Susan Allen. She was amazing, amazing harpist, but she was a huge impact and influence on my life to this day.
Tell us a little bit, you know, your bio mentioned a little bit about your process, but if you were going to start writing a song tomorrow, Tell us a little bit about your process. How do you start? Do you start with the words? You start with the melody?
Normally, I actually start with my guitar.
Okay.
And I just kind of play around. If something catches my ear, kind of hits with a little spark inside of me, then I kind of go with that. But I feel it. And usually the melody and words kind of flow together for me.
Tell us a little bit. You mentioned guitar. How do you come up with the song? Is it you doing everything? Do you work with a band? You mentioned your brother before.
Normally, it's mostly I start it. And then when I sit down, and sometimes it just happens in the studio when we're recording it, my brother will ask me what direction I'm going. And I'm like, sometimes I just don't know. But we'll just kind of go with the flow, and something beautiful usually comes out.
Yeah, okay. Tell us about your fondest musical memory.
I guess it would just have to be during quarantine, actually. My brother and I did a 5-track EP, and we recorded it just going with the flow. We didn't really know what we were doing, but we would just record a track a day and see what came from that. And it was just this very beautiful, fluid experience, kind of cathartic to just kind of just let it come out of you and hear it back and be surprised of what you're hearing.
Yeah.
And I would have to say that EP has some of my most favorite writing I've ever done. Some of the actual guitar that I wrote is also beautiful. And we just did it in like 2 weeks. It was so easy, so simple. We had nothing else to do. Everything was shut down. And we had such a blast. And it was also just a very emotional experience for both of us.
Do you think because of the pandemic, do you think your mind was in a better place, meaning it wasn't burdened with work and all these other things out there? And that's maybe why, you know, you guys were able to focus a little more?
Absolutely. I believe that very fully.
What's a typical day or week like for you?
Typical. I usually sleep in. I'm not really a morning person.
We won't hold that against you. Don't worry.
Thank you. I mean, everyone else does. It's like 3 p.m. and everyone tries to get me awake. But usually it's just, you know, I wake up, I take a walk, get some coffee, read a little bit, and try and spend some quiet time. Usually I get together with my drummer, Ash, who, you know, we just hang out anyways because we just enjoy each other's company, but we're very close. And she'll usually just come over and hang out, and we'll talk about music. And from there, I mean, quite honestly, I feel like every day is a little bit different.
So tell us about this song we're going to hear. What inspired it?
The song I sent you is going to be Hiatus. That's going to be the last track of the album. It's also the title track, the title of the album. I actually started this maybe a couple years back, and I never finished it. And as I was compiling all these journal entries and putting this album together, that song popped back up in my archives, and I decided to finish it. It's essentially just kind of about having something, and as you grow up, so much seems to be constantly taken away from you or forgotten or seems to be found missing. And it's kind of just about having this sensation of all these pieces that are just falling apart being glued back together because of a presence of someone in your life, or the addition of, it doesn't necessarily have to be a person, you know, like I got my cat a long while back, and my cat is one of the best things I have in my life now to this day. But little things like that, and just kind of more so not writing about the specific, what it is exactly that's making you feel this way, but the sensations of feeling that way and feeling put back together.
So I'll tell you what, let's take a listen to it and then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. All right, guys, check this out. Here we go.
It's been 3 days and I can't breathe. The craving's calling my name. I see too clearly now. Am I the same? I need a hand to pull me out of this grave. Twitch, I twitch. No, I'm not really that brave. But with you here next to me, I can feel once more something I lost.
Joe, that was really cool. Thank you for sharing that song with us.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about touring. Is it something you're actively pursuing? Is it something that's kind of on hiatus, or are you doing virtual stuff? What do you got going on?
I would like to. Yeah. Right now I feel like I'm definitely more studio based in my, like in the state that I'm in right now. I'm just more so the background of creating the music. I do love performing a lot. It's very fun. I feel very comfortable up on stage, but the moment I think I've just been more focused on the content that I'm actually putting out there.
One of the questions I like to ask a lot of people is about scams. So we've all fallen for them. They're very rampant and running wild in the music industry. So tell us about one that you want to warn us about so we can protect each other, or one you might have fallen for or heard about.
Honestly, I've actually never, I'm probably not a good person to ask that because I'm not very present on social media, which I'm getting better at, but I guess I've never been one to really jump on opportunities in the past. So with that also being said, I've never gotten scammed yet, but then also, yeah, I don't actually have any occurrence now that I think about it.
Okay. So you said you had no regrets for that. You have any other regrets for the music business?
On a more personal level, I guess really the only thing I regret is not having enough confidence in myself in the past and not really seeing what other people might see me as, maybe not thinking I'm good enough, maybe turning down a good opportunity because of that, because I was nervous of not matching the standards.
Yeah. You know, confidence is a tricky, finicky thing. I can tell you that this is my 8th year doing it, and not having formal training probably put me at a huge disadvantage. And I like to tell people it takes 10 years to become a master, right? So I got about a year and a half left till I'm a master. but I literally, in the last 2 to 4 months, started working on melody.
Okay.
So here I am trying to sing all these songs, and it was always kind of the weakness in all the stuff I do.
Yeah.
And it's just, don't be scared. I mean, you just got to work on it. And unfortunately, you're only as good as your teachers, and there's a lot of bad teachers out there.
Truly, yes.
But it takes time, and it hurt for people to tell me, hey, your lyrics stink, and because I'm like, wait a minute, you know, that's mostly what I do. All you can do is try to get better, and that's really all I've focused on. And I commend you for admitting that, because we're all supposed to sit here and pretend that, oh yeah, it just I wrote the song in 10 seconds, you know, it just naturally came out of me.
Right.
The one expression I heard that I love is it took 10 years to become an overnight sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just takes a lot of work, and we all just got to stop hurting each other. You know, there's polite mm-hmm. ways to say, hey, your lyrics aren't that good.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, hang in there. I mean, you're doing a great job, and I think mm-hmm. you have a great path ahead of you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, no problem. You're welcome. So where can listeners find out more about you? Where can they buy your stuff, stream it?
Right now, mostly Spotify. I believe I am on Apple Music as well. I have only an Instagram at the moment, and that's at J0H_music. There you can learn a lot about me. Yeah. That's for sure.
I like how you're kind of warning us. If you almost want to put in there a comma if you want to.
If you want to, yeah. Enter at your own risk. But yeah, as of right now, I am working on a website, trying to clean that up more so right now, but that's not available to the public at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. What's the strangest, weirdest compliment you've ever gotten about your singing or your lyrics or anything?
I get quite frequently, they're like, you always make me cry. Like you know how to make me cry, and I love it. I guess that's like probably the most common compliment I get, where it's like, don't put my music on at a party. You know, that's not the go-to. If you want people
don't
to leave,
put my music on at a party.
Don't do that. Yeah. You know, like not the kind of music you want to play at a gathering like that. But for some reason, someone always ends up putting on one of my songs, and people are always honestly very receptive to it, which is a huge compliment to me.
That's really cool. So, all right. What's your favorite 80s or 90s jam?
That is so tough.
How about band?
A band?
Yeah, I mean, instead of a specific
song.
That's
a little bit easier, thank you. The 80s is so good. I honestly, had a huge Runaways like Joan Jett phase for a very long time.
Yeah. Did
yeah.
you put another box in the jukebox, baby? I love that song. It's one of my favorite rock songs.
Yeah, like the Crimson and yeah. Crimson and Clover is so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, that's like a solid, that was a solid go-to. That was like a good few years of just like trying to be like her.
Yeah, no, I tried to sing like her too when I was back in the 80s. So that's a cool thing.
Oh, good. Okay, so you got it.
Do you have a favorite app on your phone that you just can't live without?
Oh, no. If I could live without my phone, I would, honestly.
Any app at all? That
no,
you just...
no. I mean, no. Honestly, I'm not really a technological person. If I could just ditch my phone all day long, I would. My email is great. I mean, that's a great app to have
yeah.
on my phone. Yeah.
Yeah, I still remember the dark ages, you know, back when you had to like mail things or fax. And now I remember it being frustrating to try to send like audio or video via email. But now it's gotten so good that you can literally send anything. And it's cool.
It is pretty amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the accessibility is great.
For sure. So if you could only watch one type of movie for the rest of your life, what would it be?
One movie?
Like one type. Thrillers, comedies, what would you pick?
Probably just one of those like real life indie, like a, well, honestly, anime, probably.
Okay.
And I know it's like, I like a Miyazaki, like a Ghibli film.
Tell us a little bit about your accomplishment that you consider the most significant in your career.
Accomplishments. Honestly, just simply making it this far, even where I'm at now, which is not that far at all. You know, I'm still a baby in the scheme of things, but even just reaching this point and not having given up yet and still loving it, wanting it, more of it, wanting to write all the time, wanting to learn more music, wanting to see who I am even the next day.
Yeah.
That's a really fulfilling sensation.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, it's been an absolute blast to have you on the show, and I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your time. We know it's precious with Joe and I. We hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every single Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys.
You're so desperate, you'll grab onto anything. I fight the pain, look normal, but the tears are always there hiding. I've been up 2 minutes and I already wanna just waiting to die. No one hears my sadness cemented inside. Everything's meant to be broken. Things were born to break down. But everything's a struggle. I run, ready to jump. I miss the things that made me me. Don't know how to avoid the speed bumps. What do I do? I'm stuck. I've been up 2 minutes and I already wanna lay down. Brain screams, I'm just waiting to die. No one hears my sadness, so
to the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
This program was mixed and mastered by Landis Maitland-Whitelaw at landismaitlandwhitelaw.com.